Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm identifying when the narcissist has actually crossed the line. I know that we talk about narcissism and we throw these words around, and it's one thing to have a few traits of a narcissist. I think a lot of people have maybe one trait or two traits, but really we need to understand when someone has crossed that line and what we need to safeguard ourselves. And, you know, I don't like throwing this word around because I think that, you know, we all have our own personalities, we all have our own distinctions, we have the things that we do, we have some certain traits. But this is very important because you need to know when things have really scaled up in a position that's not going to be healthy for you. And in today's show, I really want to identify some of those indications to know when they've crossed the line and when you need to stand up for yourself or at least exit stage right. You know, the first indication that I find that a lot of people might not see, because when you're really close, for example, in a friendship or in a family relationship, there's a tendency of not recognizing or seeing boundaries. There's a tendency of not looking at boundaries and seeing, do I have boundaries? Do boundaries exist? Do boundaries not exist? Could I have certain boundaries? Could I create certain healthy boundaries in my life to safeguard myself? And if you've ever been around someone that is an extreme narcissist, one of the things that you will find, ultimately, is that there are no boundaries. They prefer no boundaries. They don't want to have any boundaries. And also, there's the concept of the double standard. And both of these are very interesting because they can have some boundaries with you, you know, as far as things that they won't tell you or discussions and conversations that they will fail to discuss with you. However, it's interesting because in the situation, they prefer not to have any boundaries, specifically you to not have any boundaries, any sort of autonomy, so that they can find out as much information as they possibly can, use you and poach you for as much information as they possibly can, and throughout that process getting what they want and what they need, leaving you eventually holding the bag. And so eventually this is going to fall apart unless you continue to allow this person into your life, and if you want to continue to allow their types of atrocities in your life to continue to fester. And I know that some of us can deal with it for years on end, but there comes a time with certain people where it's just time to end it. Because what they want you to do is they want to double standard you, they want to project on you, they want to judge you, they don't have any boundaries, and they want to do all that, and they want you to apologize to them to get back into their good graces. And quite honestly, it happens all the time, and it's a sad state of affairs. Many people are in these types of relationships being used and abused, and they don't even realize it. And many of us are not recognizing it because we have a blind spot to that. We were either raised by a narcissistic parent in a household where narcissism was there, you know, dealing with that type of situation. And so there's that issue of being able to see it. Many of you may be empaths. There was a lot of struggle in the home, and so you ended up being extremely empathic, trying to take care of other people, trying to be there for other people. And so sometimes you don't know the difference between your feelings and emotions and someone else. And also, you're very there for that person. Even if that person doesn't seem, is unable or doesn't want to have those types of emotions, you may actually see them at their core and feel that those emotions exist in real time. And that can get an empath into some trouble because they can be putting these emotions and feelings on this other person that this other person is not feeling, or they don't have that empathy involved. And so I'm really wanting to talk about this situation today because I've had many clients come to me, especially in the middle of divorces, when the couples are getting divorced and they're going back to talk to their friends, and the next thing you know, their friends aren't around. They've taken sides with other people. They're not talking to them. They're not communicating with them. I've had clients who have, you know, spoken to their supposedly great friends about situations in their life, and over a period of time, those people have cut them out, have gone silent with them. And the interesting part about that is that all these people want the people that are actually the victims to come back groveling. And a lot of times the victims do, because they miss that connection with that person. They miss the relationship because it's been there for a long time. They miss the interaction. But what I'm advocating in today's show is to be really aware of those situations, because what happens is you keep bringing back someone into your home, your inner sanctum, that doesn't need to be there, because they've already shown you multiple situations and multiple times that they are not supposed to be trusted. They cannot be trusted. It's part of their MO. It's part of their MO. It's like the idea of a scorpion not, you know, not hurting you. It's just the way that that animal was made and created that way. It's going to sting you. It's going to hurt you. You know, it's a very different situation. We can say that it's not, but we can call it instinct. And now I'm not saying that they're completely unconscious of what they're doing. No, I am not saying that. I think that there is a lot of consciousness there. I just don't think that there's enough self-awareness. I think that there's a lack of self-awareness completely, because I think that if they had awakened to their own self-awareness and realized what they're really doing, they would also see themselves as actual predators. And some people might want to be a predator, but I would hope that some people don't. But again, you have to understand, you know, it's about power for some people. It's about the desire of being right. It's about the desire of not being wrong. You know, it's all these types of things that play a role that we have to kind of look at and understand, and these things can go very far. You know, so really looking at the no boundaries, if you're in a relationship currently where it seems like no matter what is happening in your life or what you're going through, apparently that is table talk. That's not a good sign. If it feels like you're putting more of yourself out there than anybody else is, probably not a good sign. If somebody's asking you a lot of questions about your life and a lot of deep questions that maybe have you feeling a bit uncomfortable, that might not be a good sign either, because remember, somebody that has a lot of narcissistic traits are going to use all that information and at some point use it against you. And it is quite sad, because many people have been really, really, really taken advantage of, because they believe that that person was their friend. They believe that that person had their back. And, you know, quite honestly, they just didn't. And so really looking at the situation and realizing when someone does not have boundaries, when somebody is double standarding it, because remember, it could be, we can talk about your situation, we can talk about your emotions, we can talk about what you've done wrong, we can talk about your mistakes in your life, but we're not going to talk about their mistakes or what they've done wrong or anything that makes them look anything but perfect in the eyes of everybody else. You know, and it goes back to that concept of asking a lot of questions. You know, and there are some people out there that ask a lot of questions because they're just curious and interested, and they're not going to use it against you. But on the other hand, there are people out there that will ask you a lot of questions to file it away later, to end up using that against you later on when it's convenient for them, or when they feel that, you know, they're going to retaliate against you or use that information to sabotage or hurt you. And I find this very interesting, because I have lots of clients that are going through this right now in various situations with various circumstances, and that narcissist could be a family member that they've confided in, a friend, a best friend, even a spouse to some degree. And we really have to look at and see the situation and see what's really happening in real time to understand what we're dealing with and to understand the severity of what we're dealing with. And remember, there are consequences on both sides. And so the narcissist will have consequences. Consequences will eventually come to them. You know, unfortunately, you probably will not see that because you will have already moved on. However, things do come around. You know, things that go around come around. The way that people act, it's very important to look at that. It's very important to understand that, and it's very important to see the truth of that, and that's something that you really want to think about. One of the indications that I find too with narcissists is that they have a tendency of wanting lots of information from you. They want a lot of information from you. They want a lot of that information so they can compile it and use it later for their own resources. They can also use that against you, something that they could have to turn on you with, something that they could have in their back pocket so that they can bring you down, cut you down to size later on down the road. And that's interesting, because sometimes you might be in a conversation with someone that has extreme narcissistic traits and you don't even realize it, and they're asking you so many questions, almost rapid fire to a degree, where it can be very, very uncomfortable, but yet because this person is defined as a friend, because this person is defined as a friend to some degree, you go on and answer those questions. You go on and continue to go down that road of questioning, even though that might not be what you want to deal with. And I find that very interesting in nature. I find that very interesting, and I think that that's something that we can often not even realize. It can go under our radar or through our radar, and we're not able to see what's really happening. I feel that there's like this disconnect, right? I feel like when you're in a true friendship, a friendship that really does have value, a friendship that is equal, that both people are constantly giving and receiving. And I find that in this dynamic of this relationship, that person that has these tendencies will give very little and expect a lot. So they will give very little in their relationship. They will offer very little. They will offer certain amounts of things. And in return, they expect you to give them everything. And that's one of the interesting parts about this relationship is you can start falling into that pattern of believing that reality. And that's what's so painful, especially if you have empathetic type situations where you are an empath and you can feel feelings and you can interpret feelings and you have that great ability to process emotion. That can get in your way because that narcissist is looking for whatever they can get for themselves when you're trying to be there all altruistically and in the process being taken advantage of. And there comes a time when the empath will awaken, and when that happens, you know, it's not going to work out for the narcissist. But throughout the process, there's going to be a lot of giving and getting little. And what I've also seen, too, is that when you're dealing with a true narcissist, in the beginning, it'll start off a certain way, and it'll slow down. So you might be getting these things from that narcissist. We could even say maybe a little bit of love bombing, that sort of thing, even if it's a friendship, you know, where that person's doting on you, focusing on you, thinking about you, constantly thinking about you, getting you things, whatever that looks like, you know, doing things for you. And over time, that's going to slow down. Over time, that's going to even come to a screeching halt at some point in time. And it's hard to see it because you're so close to the situation, you don't really recognize that it's happening. But people in the background can. And if you really start looking at things honestly, and that's hard because we don't want to see that. It's not something that you're like, oh, wow, I really want to identify every narcissist in my life. I can't wait to see that. I mean, this is not something you want to really see, but in reality it's something that we need to see, and it's something that we need to understand. And there's some people that it might be okay because of the type of personality they are and the connection that they have to you, where it's not you're not in a long-term relationship with them. You know, it's not a mother or father, it's not a best friend, and that can work out fine as long as there is lots of boundaries and distance. But if that is not the case and this person is very close to you, their situation and this will impact you to some degree, and you will have to think about how far you are willing to be impacted with this situation. When I return, I'll be talking more about some of the signs that you need to look for, because when they have crossed the line, they've crossed the line. And what happens when they cross the line is it's not one thing, it's lots of things. Okay, so it's not just one thing, it's not just pinpointing one thing. Okay, this is it, this is when they cross the line. It's no. There's multiple layers upon layers and actions upon actions that they will take. Also, if there is a retaliation that is going to come, they're going to retaliate a certain specific way. It's almost like a playbook. It's almost like, okay, this, then that. And we're going to talk about the narcissistic playbook later on, because I think this is very interesting, because when you start understanding that, you start understanding where you are and what you're dealing with, and you stop lying to yourself at that point, because there's no way of lying to yourself anymore, because they're actually going play by play, and you're watching them do this. And it's a train wreck, but you're watching them do it. So stay tuned. I'll be talking more about that, giving you that information and knowledge you need to safeguard yourself in the situation so you can live at your highest level. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm explaining when the narcissist has actually crossed the line. And I know that many of us have friends and family, and even ourselves, that might have some signs and symptoms there, here and there, some narcissistic traits. But we're talking about the true narcissist here. And later on, I'll be talking about the narcissist playbook and really get to understand exactly what we're dealing with. But when they've crossed the line, there's multiple things that happen, and we need to be aware, because if we're not aware, we can't safeguard ourselves. And right before the break, I was talking about the concept of no boundaries. They don't have any boundaries with you. Now, they might have boundaries with you as far as things you can't talk about, things you can't ask them, things that you can't do, which we call as double standard, right? But when it comes to your life and what they want to know about your life needs to be an open book. Okay, and they need to be able to ask you absolutely anything and get the information that they want. And usually this happens in the beginning of the relationship where, you know, you get close and y'all are having a really great connection and you tell them all these things that can be later on used against you. asking a lot of questions, asking a lot of information about their life, about your life, and they're not giving a lot back. Now, they're not getting a lot, giving a lot of information back, as well as you are probably giving them a lot of energy, a lot of attention, and they're also not giving that much back. So you have all this stuff going on all at one time where you're getting a limited amount of stuff back. You're also, you feel as though you're giving all this and getting very little in return. There's also the concept of judgment, and I find that this is very interesting and something that has to be explored, is that a narcissist, no matter what they do, even when they do bonehead things, and they do things that you know about, that you find out about, that you might not even supposed to find out about, or you end up finding out about, you don't judge them, but what turns around is they will judge you on anything that they can judge you on. It's almost as if they are the judge, jury, and executioner, and some of these people's lives are an S show. Their lives are an S show. But they're still judging your life. And that's what's so messed up about the situation, is that in their mind, because they are not self-aware and they have no self-awareness and they don't realize what they're bringing to the table and they don't see the part that they play because they're in this all high and mighty concept of who they are and what they do, they throw out the judgment and they're judging you while they're doing all this other stuff in their life, which is really, really quite messed up. And it's not until you get told that they are judging you, or you get told, you know, of this activity, that you begin to realize what's happening, because they will play that game to get more and more information out of you, to learn more and more and more about you, so that they can at least use that later on down the road. And that's what's so sad about it, is that, you know, I know that a lot of you out there say, you know, it's been really challenging for me to have a trustworthy relationship. It's been very challenging for me to trust other people in my life. And a lot of it is because, you know, I feel as though, you know, I have been taken advantage of, or I've been lied to, or I'm dealing with situations and circumstances that I am not happy with, you know, whatever that looks like. But it's like, when it comes down to making friends, it can be hard because you may have been surrounded by those narcissists in your life. And those narcissists can make things really challenging. Those narcissists can make you doubt yourself. Those narcissists can make you be fearful of trusting people. And those narcissists will ultimately use you. And so I don't want you to be on complete guard, because if you're on guard all the time, it's really hard to live your life. If you're on guard all the time, it's really hard to be happy and to feel good in your life. So I am not advocating that. But what I am advocating is to be aware of those people that you're spending time with. And we'll talk about the narcissistic playbook in just a bit. How they will come after you at some point in time if y'all don't just break apart and leave and let each other, you know, do their thing. They will come after you and retaliate. In their retaliation, there is an entire structure that they use, and we'll talk about that structure because you need to know that. But when we return, I'll talk more about some of the things that you need to know about what you're dealing with, how to deal with that, how to understand that, and the narcissistic playbook. If you haven't already, please check out the YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, search up Life Coach Ashley Burgess, or search up Ashley Burgess, and we have new content up every single day. So every single day, new video content. So check that out. Go on YouTube. Go to Ashley Burgess and watch those videos when you get a chance. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
USA News Update. Lower court rulings that would have banned the sale of a popular abortion drug have been blocked by the U.S. Supreme Court. Justice Samuel Alito said his hold on those rulings would last until midnight Wednesday. The Supreme Court is expected to study the case and decide what to do next this week. Congressman Jim Himes says the discovery of leaked classified Pentagon documents shows us we need to take a closer look at how classified material is handled.
This is a moment for what the military calls a stand down. Let's figure out how we're getting this wrong so often and how do we make it better.
21-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira was arrested in connection with the leak. He will remain in jail until his next court hearing. Pretty soon, that's when President Biden told reporters in Ireland he will officially announce his plans to run for re-election in 2024. For months, Biden has said he's going to run, but he has yet to make a formal announcement. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm describing when the narcissist has crossed the line and how to really understand what's happening here. And right before the break, I was talking about how they give very little and how they make lots of judgments about other people's lives. And quite honestly, that happens all the time because they're completely unself-aware. They have all these things going on. They can do no wrong. They see themselves as this high and mighty, but they have no self-awareness. So they don't even see how they're projecting. They don't see how they're gaslighting. And I do believe that some of it is conscious. I'm not saying that they're just unconsciously doing all this thing, and it's not their fault. It's the plight of the narcissist. I'm not throwing that out there. I'm not taking the side of the narcissist on this show. What I'm saying, though, is I think there's parts of it that they know they're doing and parts of it that they don't know they're doing, parts of it that they're lying to themselves about, and parts of them that they're projecting. So they're projecting their life onto you, making certain judgments as well, and also takes the heat off of them. So anything that they've done, it takes the heat off if they can find judgment within you and use that against you. And you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of empaths out there. I have a lot of clients who are very empathic. And in that process, the empath can get extremely hurt. But there is a time when the empath can overcome that situation. Once that they've gotten hurt enough and they realize the situation, they can come back like the phoenix. But in the process, it can be very painful because eventually the person will feel drained of their energy, drained of their emotion because of all this projection and gaslighting that is happening in the relationship. And if somebody is very close to you, it's going to be really hard to see that this is happening. One, why would you even want to acknowledge the fact that it is? And two, again, why would you even see it? I mean, they're close to you. And so a lot of times it's that blindsided concept. You get blindsided. You don't see it. You don't see it actually coming to pass. You don't see it happening. You don't see the train wreck showing up. And that is a huge, huge, huge problem. One of the biggest aspects I find in the clear narcissist is that complete unaccountability. They are just not accountable. They're not going to be accountable to you. They're not going to be accountable to anybody. They are not accountable people. And so you can't hold them accountable. They can hold you accountable in almost every single area of your life. When you fall short, you are the problem. You are the issue. But in their life, there is no accountability. And when you try to hold a true narcissist to levels of accountability, you know, it's like trying to, you know, grasp smoke with your bare hands. It's not going to happen. And they're going to keep moving the target on you. They're going to keep moving the goalposts on you. And you're going to be constantly kind of in that loop. Because you try to grasp one idea or get accountability on one side, and then they literally switch subjects, switch gears. You're trying to figure out another situation. It's just constant. It's just constant. It's, you never really know what's going on. There's not a lot of clarity. There's not a lot of emotional support. And you're constantly looking behind each door trying to figure out what's going on. And again, that is time consuming. It's mental and it's mentally and emotionally draining. And one of the biggest things we need to have when we have a friendship or a relationship is accountability. We don't want a double standard. And that's something that really needs to be talked about, something you really need to think about in your life if you're dealing with some people that have this situation. And ultimately, one of the things that I find is, you know, when they're going through the process, when they're close to you in the beginning, how the relationship starts, how they get in very quickly, how you connect with them, the information that you provide them, how deep they drill into your life, how much you tell them, not realizing how little they're telling you on the other side or how surfacey they're telling you on the other side. Because again, remember, you know, they want to look perfect all the time. They don't want to ever look bad. They don't want to ever be questioned in their life. And so all those things that you that they hold back from, you think they're a perfect person, and you eventually find out that that's not the case. And some of you will never find out because they will guard that information till their death. And the saddest part about it is you can never be close to somebody that doesn't tell you the truth. Over a period of time, you can connect with somebody and have whatever pseudo-reality relationship that you think you have, but if they're not being honest with you and they're not telling you the truth and you have really no idea about their past, you do not know this person. And it's sad because there's a lot of people that are living on this planet that will tell you one thing and do another. There's a lot of people that are living a life that you don't even get. And these are things that are very interesting to understand. And so that's a big part of it. But remember, it's about you. It's about what you did. It's about judging you. It's about judging your stuff. It's about judging your actions. It's about what you didn't do. It's about what you did. All these pieces are very important to understand. One of the other things that I find, too, is the drama that comes from this type of behavior. So when you're dealing with narcissists, you're going to have drama. There's going to be tons of drama, lots of drama. Some drama might be interesting. Some drama, you just can't handle it anymore, and you hope that you can exit stage right. Now, drama is a big thing. Are you dealing with drama? Is this something that you're dealing with? Are you questioning your reality based on how much drama you're dealing with? And this is something that you want to really ask yourself. How much drama am I dealing with? How much drama am I willing to continue to deal with? All these things are important to understand. And they will bring drama into your life based on the situations and circumstances that you have to deal with. As far as the fact of, you know, if there's something that's going on or if they're trying to lull you into a situation, all these things are very important to understand because the narcissist does thrive in this type of environment. You know, also, you start beginning to lose yourself. You start losing your footing. The drama begins. Other people are brought into the situation. And what I've also found out is that as long as the narcissist thinks that you totally are on board with them, as long as the narcissist believes that they have you, you're fine. As long as the narcissist believes that all is good, that's good. But until something changes, you're screwed. And that is a problem. That is a big issue because if you don't see that, you know, I mean, that's one of the biggest issues that we have to deal with is they will come after you. They will go after you. They will do drastic things and have drastic measures to get to your attention. And one of the other things that I find very interesting is in the concept of drastic things, the drastic things are not actually done until you have actually exposed them or gone against them. Now, in the exposure, that's a very interesting situation. If you've exposed them, or if you have actually gone against their judgment, or you haven't begged or pleaded to get back, or you haven't done the loops and the jumps and the hurdles like they want you to do, there could be some there could be some situations that come out from that that can be very painful and drastic. Now, understanding the fact that folks do this kind of stuff, and understanding the fact that there's a tendency of the narcissist to do these types of things because, you know, they've had the situation where they feel like they've lost face. They have the situation where they feel like they have to come after you. And it's a certain retaliation. It can be very aggressive in nature, and it can be a true retaliation of something that needs to be recognized and understood. Sometimes, too, with a narcissist, they can cut you off. They can cut you off in a situation. They can also ghost you in a situation. And you may have known them for years upon years upon years. And this can be really, really challenging in that process because if that's happening, you don't even realize who you're dealing with anymore because the people that you once know apparently have changed. And I am just saying from the get-go, if you're dealing with this type of situation or this is you're dealing with this in your life, this is something that you want to look at. So whether or not you've been cut off recently, you've been ghosted recently by somebody that you've known for a long time, really look at what happened around that. Did you identify them as a narcissist? Did you call them out? Did you not allow them to continue to do the things that they were doing? And these are really good quality questions to ask yourself because I think a lot of times when you're dealing with somebody that goes silent on you or you're dealing with someone that cuts you off, you start taking the blame, especially if you're an empath, you will take the blame, but you really have to look at the situation and circumstances that took place around the situation, what really happened, and who really is to blame. Because I do think that many of you give your friends carte blanche. Many of you give your friends and family carte blanche and allow them to do what they want to do. And that in and of itself is okay, but understanding that some of these people, can you trust some of them? Yes. Can you not trust some of them? For sure. Not everybody is trustworthy. Not everybody is somebody that you can trust. And so right when you catch the hint that somebody is making judgment calls on you or projecting on you or using gaslighting manipulation tactics on you, that's when you want to, you know, kind of awaken yourself and say, okay, one, what's happening here? Two, is this person's personality and way of living? Three, okay, so what is really happening here? I thought this person was a friend or family member, and I'm starting to see differences, and I'm starting to see things that I don't like. Where is this coming from? What is the situation here? This is very important to understand because as this begins, you can start getting into a whirlwind situation, almost a blender of emotion where you can't really understand things and it begins to get crazy making because it starts happening in various situations. And so definitely safeguarding yourself in this situation is super important. And you want to be able to be aware of that. And I also think to some degree, you know, there's people that have narcissistic tendencies and they're not a horrible person. They're not a mean person. They're not going around gaslighting and projecting and they're not, you know, they're not getting destructive and they're, you know, they're not doing all these types of things. They're not creating havoc. But there are some that really are. There's some real extreme narcissists as well, some malignant narcissists out there that will go to extremes will go to extremes to get what they want. They'll go to extremes to push your buttons. They'll go to extremes to turn people on, you know, on you. And they'll go to extremes to create and assimilate their military group of flying monkeys. And in that process, it's almost like you have become their number one thing. You have become the one thing in their life that they think about. You are now manipulating their entire mind to some degree. Now, they're going to try to hurt you, but the interesting part is they can't get their mind off of you. And then that in and of itself is very interesting. That in and of itself is a telltale sign that that individual has a very interesting life, as far as it's not a very enriched life to be focusing on going after one person in their life and then trying to turn lots of people around, you know, off from them. Basically in the process to try to hurt that person. That is a very negative, very unhealthy skill set that somebody has. But we see it a lot. We see it everywhere. And in the process of seeing that, we begin to realize that, you know, you have to really watch out the people that you're spending time with. You have to really watch out what you say to people. And I think that you can have some really great friends. And I think you can have some really supportive friends. But I think you have to be really aware and say, you know, is this a double standard first? You know, because, you know, if this is a double standard, you know, that's something you really have to gauge. Because if there's a double standard in the relationship, it will never be on equal footing. It will never be on equal ground. You know, the other is boundaries. Do we have healthy boundaries in the relationship? Are there healthy boundaries? Are there any boundaries for that matter, for God's sakes? You know, another thing that I think that you want to ask yourself is, you know, are we giving, is this an, you know, is this equal? Are we giving equally in the relationship? And you know, it's not, it doesn't always have to be one for one, you know. I mean, what I'm saying, you know, is there some sort of equality in that relationship that makes it work? And that's a big question. You know, is there judgment? You know, I think judgment in any relationship is extremely unhealthy. I mean, you can have a comment. You can give information. You can, you know, give somebody some food for thought. You can say, hey, you know, I've been through a situation similar to this. I just wanted to share my experience with you so you understand. I want to share my experience so you can better understand the situation. I want to share my experience. And that in and of itself is valuable information. That in and of itself is not a judgmental situation. However, if somebody is completely judging you and judging your life, that is not a friend. That is not somebody that you should trust. And unfortunately, you're seeing their true intentions, and immediately when you begin to see that, and it can be really hard because many of you were raised by people with narcissistic tendencies. Maybe you were raised by family who were extremely judgmental, and by, you know, by dealing with people that were extremely judgmental, you know, you've allowed other judgmental people in your life, and you've dealt with this. And so that's something that you really want. If there's judgment, there's negative judgment, and you are a very close friend, a family member, a loved one, this is not acceptable behavior in the relationship. And ultimately, if they use what you say against you, that is a huge red flag. And so when I return, I'm going to talk more about just the narcissistic playbook. So once there's a power struggle and retaliation has begun, what it'll look like. And then you can exit stage right. I advocate exiting stage right. You can call it out, and that's fine, but, you know, it's going to be drama. But if you want mostly drama-free, you just exit. Because at that point in time, you realize that that person or persons are not, so they're not aware. Unfortunately, they have the situation going, and they're not going to change overnight. And depending on their age, you know, I mean, it takes a long time to make change. It takes a long time to change your life. And if you're not, you know, there comes a time where some people just don't want to change and won't change. And so I advocate the fact that you exit stage right and you begin to cultivate relationships that are actually valuable in your life and begin to look at those valuable relationships and cultivate those equality relationships where you can really have that equality of emotion and mental, you know, and just be able to be a part of that relationship in a healthy environment. So stay tuned. When I return, I'm going to give you some more information. So don't change the channel because this is going to be interesting. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Fergus, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about when the narcissist has crossed the line, what you need to do and safeguarding yourself. And right now, I want to talk about that retaliation structure. So you've called someone out, or the narcissist has judged you, or you're starting to pick up on the signs, and you're starting to realize the situation. Now, maybe you've called it out. Maybe there was something that you said or did that, you know, you basically pointed out what was going on. You didn't come back to kiss the ring. You didn't come back to apologize. And now the retaliation has begun. And the retaliation is very interesting because it's almost done like clockwork by every narcissist on the planet. So the retaliation is the same. You know, the retaliation is, you know, basically there's that judgment about you, that projection and that gaslighting. And then what happens is usually what's happened in the past in smaller ways is that you keep going back. You keep going back and apologizing for things that aren't yours to apologize for. And now is the first time that you've decided you're not going to do that anymore. So now there's this power struggle, and the narcissist is going to get you back. And so in that process of getting you back, they're going to create the drama. They're going to reach out to some of your closest friends. They're going to try to tell their self-made story that they've created in their own mind to make you look bad. In their process, they're going to go after a lot of your friends. They're going to poach a lot of your friends. They're going to go after these specific people in order to get what they want. And that entire desire of getting what they want is turning those people on you. It's about turning those people on you. It's about trying to accumulate people to believe their story. Because if they believe their story, right, your story will never come to light. If they believe your story, they will take that position. If they believe their story, they are convinced that they are right. And so ultimately they're trying to convince other people that you're wrong. They're trying to get people to not believe you. They're trying to circle the wagons, you might say, and leave you out in the cold so that they can look better, because they ultimately know, I think, to some degree what they've done. They've projected it. They've made that judgment. And in the process of that, they want to make sure, though, that they cover up enough so that you're the one that takes the fall. So as long as you're the one that's out to be the villain, you're the one that's out to be the enemy, you're the one that's out to be whatever XY, they can continue to live on and do what they're doing and not taking responsibility. They're not taking responsibility. They're not taking any of that they need to take. And they're doing that because they want other people to believe their story. It's almost like it's a sneak attack where they want to turn everybody against you so that you don't have anybody there. So there's nobody to actually listen to the pain and suffering that you've gone through, you being the victim. And so this is what is used constantly. It is literally the structure that they use. And I've seen it with my clients where literally my clients will call their friends when they're getting divorced and their friends will not even answer the phone. So what's happened is that the other person, the significant other, went around telling everybody the story that they wanted to tell them. And then they basically got their minions, their flying monkeys around. And unfortunately, these friends had become the flying monkeys of one of the people involved in the divorce. And the other person was too late because they weren't going around spreading negativity. They weren't going around spreading rumors. They weren't trying to make themselves look better and not take responsibility. And because of that, in the process, they lost these friends. Now, these friends were not really their friends. Unfortunately, if somebody's willing to take somebody else's side and not get any of your information, not listen to you, not even care to talk with you, that is not your friend. That person has shown you that they cannot be trusted. That person has shown you that they are not your friend. So ultimately, you will lose friends when the narcissist playbook starts. You will lose some friends, but they are not necessarily your friends. Unfortunately, those people have not really ever been your friend if they can turn on you like that. Now, a real friend will stick by you through thick and thin. There might be some questions that are asked, but ultimately, they're not going to believe this story coming out of the middle of nowhere from someone who supposedly was your spouse, your significant other, a family member, a best friend, all that stuff. So it's going to be really odd, too, because they're going to go after some of the best people in your life on purpose. And that's something that you just want to be aware of. And I hate to say that this is going to happen. The one good thing about this is going to help you clean house. There's going to be people that are going to drop like flies. And you know what? It's the best thing possible. It's going to be hard in the process. It's going to be sad. But in the process, it's going to open up your life to a lot better, higher quality level of people in your life. And that in and of itself is valuable. So I hope this show has helped you. I hope that you can begin to safeguard yourself and see the situation at hand better and be able to understand what you're dealing with so you can ultimately understand that and eliminate these people from your life and eliminate it before the retaliation. But if you don't, safeguarding yourself, realizing it's going to happen and see who's really there and who really is your friend. Literature Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We got lots coming up for you through the weeks ahead. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at